Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
In the last decade, the mission of the nonprofit Boston Foundation has grown from predominantly raising money and giving grants to include a new focus on advocacy. The group has successfully lobbied for a second round of education reform and for changes in how cities and towns pay for their workers' health care, changes that are included in the budget that's now on Governor Deval Patrick's desk. The evolving mission at the Boston Foundation has come under the leadership of Paul Grogan, who this month marked his 10th anniversary at the group's helm. We spoke with Grogan this week about how these priorities have put the foundation in an unusual spot for a nonprofit, drawing sharp rebukes from unions and other critics.
One of my mentors was the famed former mayor of Boston, Kevin White, who I worked for a number of years. And he used to say, if no one's mad at you, you're not doing anything very important. And not that we seek to antagonize any interests. On the other hand, needed change in society is virtually always accompanied by some conflict because there are established interests who are benefiting from the status quo who don't want to change it. And so a lot of foundations don't like anybody to be mad at them. And one of the great things, I think, about the board of the Boston Foundation is that they have understood that if we're going to take on some of the tough issues, even if we try to build strong, productive relationships with everyone, people are going to be mad at us from time to time. And currently it is some of the major public employee unions are very unhappy with some of the things we've been able to bring to light that have moved this issue, we hope, very close to closure.
When you look ahead at the challenges that are facing the city of Boston and the region in the next few years, what do you see as the most vexing problems, and what initiatives do you have to solve them?
Well, we are a very, very fortunate city. We've converted to the knowledge economy. We're blessed at our extraordinary constellation of colleges and universities, our healthcare institutions, our technology companies. But there are clouds on the horizon, and I think some of the more worrisome ones have to do with basic demographic trends. The population of the region is aging very rapidly. We have a birth rate that's very, very low. We're losing some talented young people because they can't afford to stay here that we used to keep. And much of the labor growth that we've had has been in the form of immigrants, which is very, very important and a big positive for our region. But many of these immigrants are unskilled and really need help getting on the economic ladder of opportunity. And then there's this issue of very large numbers of inner city kids who are either dropping out of high school or graduating without the skills either to get a good job or to go on to college. And their plight is really desperate. So I think it's really the human capital issue is what confronts Boston. Are we going to have the will and the resolve to make this a place of opportunity, of upward mobility?
Talk about some of the problems in Boston, violence being one of them. This past weekend was an extremely violent weekend, the 4th of July. Talk about the comprehensive approach that's needed to bring urban violence back under control.
Well, this is just a horrifying problem in most cities in the country, and we had, as you suggest, a terrible July 4th weekend in Dorchester and Roxbury and Mattapan. There were large numbers of people involved in shootings, and I think four or five people were killed. The Boston Foundation is very concerned about this. Our Street Safe initiative, we think, is the most significant foundation-supported anti-violence program in the country, where we have highly trained street workers out there every night. But if you can't give these kids some alternative, that's not going to be enough. And so we've joined the street worker strategy to a service strategy where we're slotting kids into alternative education programs, employment in some cases, getting them the kind of health care and legal help that they may need. We feel that as part of an overall youth development strategy, dealing with youth violence is absolutely critical.
Paul Grogan of the Boston Foundation, thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
Hear more about ways to combat urban violence from Paul Grogan on our website, wbur.org.